Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today I have with me
Destiny Raina Brim.
How long have you been that?
A month and 2 weeks.
And
I'm her husband, your grandson, Brandon Brim.
And this week we're talking about how God brought them together to live their lives. He has a plan for you. Mm-hmm. And how he, today it was revealed to us, really, and I do want you to go on and watch online, July 10 archives, and there you'll see the two of them, because at the end such an anointing came, because every marriage is supposed to show Christ and his mm-hmm. bride, Christ yes. and his church.
Yes.
And I know you all are going to do that. Now, in our path for life, I'm just back from Israel. There's a word, derech. It means your path, your way. And the Jews, the scripture that says, train up a child in the way he should go, the derech he should go, they believe that when a child comes on this earth, he has a derech, he has a path. And you are to work with God, and you're to train that child that he'll walk that path that God has for him. There's no other path any of us want to walk right now. Now, yesterday we talked about you, how you, Destiny, were born into a Christian home. And I like that, what you said. We didn't partake of some of the things the world takes
yes.
of.
Mm-hmm.
That came out strong today. Did you hear it in the word and tongue and interpretation that came?
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
That we were to be submitted to him
mm-hmm.
and not to the world. And Jared was... he's over here, the engineer today, with no mic, but one of the emails we had was Jared had shared that in his own life there were some things that God had asked him to peel away or turn from and turn more toward God. And we got a letter from a young man, and he said that really spoke to him. And he said he was addicted to movies. He had to see the latest movie. Well, there's a lot of things out there that the mind, that the church... the temple of God shouldn't sit before and shouldn't hear and shouldn't listen to. So was that involved in your upbringing? Did you have to turn some things away?
Yeah, there are shows we couldn't watch. There is movies we couldn't watch. But in the end, it helped us.
Of course.
Yeah, it saved us.
It saved you. Good way to put it, Destiny.
Yeah.
absolutely saved you for his derech
yes. mm-hmm.
and his way and his purpose. Now, I know about Brandon, and I don't know if he's going to like me to tell this or not, because he usually doesn't want to talk about it. But we have shared things, and it's archived on the archives if you want to go back and talk about it. A fine young girl, a nice young girl, and they went together for a few years. And but I would say that her path and his path weren't the same. And you know how God says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And so in order for her to have the right one, and in order for him to have the right one, there had to be a parting of the ways there. And it was really serious with God. Because, see, Brandon, I'm looking at you right now. It was hard for you. There were soul ties with her and with her family. But you didn't know about Destiny.
Right.
She was out there in the unknown. And right now, there are unknown things to all of us that are good and wonderful mm-hmm. and our right path. So he really had to do some jerking up of you, didn't he? I mean, he had to deal with you strongly.
Yes, he did. And just preparing myself, just drawing closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's amazing when you make a decision like that, how everything just kind of unfolded, you know. It just seemed like I was hung up, and then everything just unfolded for me. And just how dedicated I started becoming in this word and just listening to him, and how he started preparing me. And I saw things I used to do, I'm not doing anymore. And I was always wondering, what is this for? You know, I know it's for ministry, but I know now it was for destiny,
mm-hmm.
for my wife, and mm-hmm. she was coming up, you know, and he was preparing me for her.
Yeah, he was saving mm-hmm. you for her. She said, he was saving me.
Yeah.
He was saving you.
Yeah.
And even with Brandon, how long did you know in that other relationship that you needed to break it?
Probably about a year.
About a year.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
Yeah.
And actually, the Lord started giving you scriptures on
courage. I just started studying courage.
It's going to take courage. You have to make courage.
Right.
There are decisions in life that it takes courage to make. It took courage for you, Destiny. Mm-hmm. As you were growing up in a public school, it took courage for you to stand up.
It did.
And God needs some courageous soldiers.
Yes.
Of the Lord. And it was so important to Brandon that he actually took him to heaven. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. And
now, did you know what God was dealing, why he was dealing with you about courage? Did you know the point of it?
Not really. I just thought the Lord was talking to me about courage. And one of the reasons I don't like talking about it is because I was in disobedience like for a long time, and I don't like to think about it. Because, I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, and you know, but it's different when you're living it. And it brings me back what I would feel, you know, the pressure of it, and how it felt like everything was coming against me, and I'd have the Lord tell me it, and I'd kind of ignore it. But
yeah, when the Lord's calling you to do something, turn another way, go another path, and you don't do it, he's going to let you be miserable.
Right.
Because if you get really comfortable in it, then you won't get on the right path.
Right. And I had, even, I never really shared this, but even my body, I mean, it was a supernatural healing, but I had something break out on my body. And it was, I went to the doctor and he said, Brandon, we never seen it happen in someone so young. And he said, these are for people
that shingles.
These are for people that are older. And he said, the only thing that can cause this with you is stress. He said, there's no other way with your body. It's stress. And he said, I've never seen it. And he said, it might take a while for it to go away, but it went away in 2 days. That's unheard of.
Usually
stays away for months. Went away in 2 days.
When you got, judge yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, see, it's not that God puts it on you. I had it happen one time. I was in disobedience. And it had to do with getting my life on the ministry road. And I can tell you that in an instant when I was in disobedience, boils broke out on my body. Boils. And I went to the doctor, and they couldn't stop them, and they couldn't stop them, and they couldn't stop them. And I went to a church service one night, and the minister, traveling evangelist, Bob Boos, called me out and prophesied that I was on the wrong road. And I'd been to the doctor that day, and they said, we can't do anything about these boils. The only thing we know to do is to make a vaccination out of your own blood and try to get you. That night, after I repented for not being on the right road and for being on the wrong road, they stopped and never came back, ever. And that's been, that was like 1968.
Wow.
So it's not the devil. I mean, it's not God, but it can happen to you.
It kind of felt like I was just ignoring God in the aspect of, you know, he was dealing with me, and I just put it aside and kind of turned my back against him. But then I came to a point, just getting in the Word and going to church a lot, that's, it was just like a little fire, a little ember, you know, a little, your ministry, the ambers and all that, but like a little ember kind of started burning in me a little bit, and it got bigger and bigger.
Tell about the night of the angels.
Studying more and more. Which time?
When they put the courage in your body.
Oh, I was laying there, and I was just kind of resting. I was just praising the Lord, and I felt like something was going in me. The best way to explain it, it felt like a really anointed service. You know, you just feel a presence, but it was times, it felt more than this. I felt something going in me, like someone was praying for me. And I opened my eyes, I saw two angels, and they were laying, it looked like a wet paper type substance. It looked like a paper mache, and they were laying on my chest, and it formed my chest, and it would go inside of me. And by the time I saw that, I was in a classroom.
In heaven,
I was in the front row. And the teacher walked in, and it was David. And he said, I'm going to teach you on courage today. And he wrote it on the marker board in purple, big courage. And he passed out a bunch of books. Actually, he had an angel on the right by the door, to the right of the door. He passed out all the books. He passed out a test. He said, there's going to be a test. And I remember looking at it, and then class was over. But when I made that decision, the Lord spoke to me and said, you passed the test.
Mm-hmm.
But
so that was quite, I think we have that on our archives if they want to go back and listen to you tell that more in detail. But the thing about it is, there is a test. Does God test? Yes. The way you can tell the difference, Abraham had 10 tests that he had to pass. One of them included taking his own son up there, Isaac. One of them included leaving his father and mother and going into the promised land. There was 10 of the tests. So how do you tell the difference between a devil's test and a God's test? It's this way. God's tests always are for promotion. So you had to pass a test. Are you going to be courageous and make the choice?
Right.
And pass this test? And for you, destiny, in your high school days mm-hmm. as a cheerleader, are you going to be courageous? Are you going to pass this test? Mm-hmm. Your dad told me that you had a good thing. What did you do every morning when you first got up?
I would praise him.
You'd praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You play guitar.
Yes.
And you sing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a television. Tell about that.
Yes. TBN has a youth network called JCTV. And our ministry, Rallies for Christ, has a TV show. And actually, I've been hosting for them a lot of their TV shows.
Well, thank you, Destiny. Mm-hmm. And so you started out every day.
Yes.
Worshiping the Lord. And you didn't have any relationship that you had to break off.
No.
To get to Brandon. But Brandon did.
And you know what's funny, too, is Destiny and I, we've talked about it. She's been in the same place as I've been. There's been so many different occasions we could have ran into each other, but we never did. And I know it was because I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, probably she wasn't ready, mostly the Lord is still working on me. You know, if I would have seen her too early, it might have messed things up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so you did not meet her at that swimming pool that we talked about yesterday until you had been courageous enough
right.
mm-hmm. to break up the other,
right. And not even that, but for over a year, spend time with the Lord every day for hours upon hours.
After you made the break, then you did the right thing by doing what?
Just getting in the Word and praying in the Spirit and thanking the Lord for everything. And like I said, my eyes were only on Him only. And then when I got to that place, He brought my wife with me.
Wait, he brought my wife to me. And you had just said to the Lord, I'm glad I've got you and got you only. And he said,
I'm sending you a girl and she's going to help your fellowship with me.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So you've seen two different ways here that it might be for a young person, for an older person, as they're believing God for their Derek, for their right path, and for their right mate. So we invite you to go online, Billy Brim, BILLYEBRIM.org, and to go to July 10 and watch on the archives as they share with us some things, and we're going to ask them to share with us more tomorrow. So maybe you fathers, mothers, or single folks, maybe you have someone you'd like to have listen. Tune in and hear it tomorrow.